Today, a surge through the main artery in the heart of Tehran and across this country. The most loyal backers of the Islamic Republic. On this last of 10 days, marking Iran's 1979 revolution. Death to America, death to Israel, its signature slogans. And from the president, an accusation that America and Europe had incited the recent protests he called riots. But he had a different message for Iranians calling for an end to a painful economic crisis.
I apologize to our noble people for our shortcomings. We in the government are making every effort with all our strength to resolve all these problems.
Today, a public holiday also helped families forget some of their daily woes. This woman tells me the revolution brought a new life for her, for Iran, for the entire world. I ask her about the protests.
There were protesters who were dissatisfied with the economic situation, and I recognize that. But there were rioters too, who brought chaos, and they were supported from outside our borders.
And this is its political reply to the calls for change last month, which had filled some streets and squares.
But Iran now is at a crossroads. This is much bigger than a battle of the streets. Iran's clerical rule now face the most serious challenge since their Islamic revolution of 1979.